Welcome back to Overdue. I'm Coach Hill, your main building librarian. In today's episode, we'll talk about Black History Month, and we'll also talk about why this episode is 4 days late. But first, let's dust off the cover of romance books. So you've probably figured out that romance novels would be a natural fit for one of our episodes here in February because of Valentine's Day, of course. You know, initially I had planned for this episode to air just a couple of days past Valentine's Day, but here we are just about a week later. But nonetheless, we'll talk about a few romance novels that we have. First, because Valentine's Day is the reason why we're talking about romance novels on the podcast today, I just wanted to give a shout out and an I love you to my forever Valentines, my wife Jamie and my daughters Abby and Lily. I love you more than you know, and more than I say, and more than I know how to put words to. So I love you and thank you for being my Valentines. Now, let's talk about romance books. And you'll have to pardon my ignorance, I guess, and my lack of knowledge and lack of experience with romance novels. It's just not something that I reach for. And maybe now that I'm a librarian, that excuse needs to kind of go away. Maybe I'm not allowed to say that as much anymore. I mean, everyone's allowed to have their reading preferences, of course, but romance is just not one of mine. And to my own credit, if I pat myself on the back for a second here, I have branched out a little bit in my reading since taking on this new career path. But romance is just not one of those things that I've moved towards. And frankly, I'm not sure when I will. So I've got three different romance books here that just seemed interesting to me, slash get checked out relatively frequently, or some kind of combination of the two. So again, pardon my lack of depth of knowledge about these three books. I just haven't read them. And they're romance in general is just rarely, if ever, on my list of things that I want to reach for. So first, I have Not Your Hashtag Love Story by Sonia Hartle, if I'm pronouncing that right. And just a quick little blurb from Goodreads, it says, is faking a relationship for clicks and subscribers worth hurting actual people? So kind of sounds like it has a little bit of, I mean, even in the title, hashtag love story, sounds like it's got a little bit of a social media connection to it. Sounds like maybe some kind of an online relationship. I don't know, but it just seems interesting to me. So that was one of the ones I grabbed. I also grabbed Heartstopper, which is a 3-part graphic novel trilogy series. I don't know. Written by Alice Oseman. Again, sorry if I'm mispronouncing that last name there. Again, just a little. This was actually a review. A quote from a review that I found online. It says, I'm here to tell you that nothing is as precious as Nick and Charlie falling for each other, so do not deprive yourself of this experience. And when I was also reading about it online, it sounded like these were two characters that were written into the book of another book, excuse me, by this author. I don't know if they were major or minor characters at all, but this seems kind of maybe like a little bit of a spinoff of that. And these two characters now have their own little 3-part series here in graphic novel form. But I definitely wanted to grab a graphic novel option when we're talking about romance books here. And the last one that I grabbed, and I think I grabbed this one because if I am going to reach for something between now and the next Valentine's Day so I can talk about it, I think it might be this one. This one's called Instant Karma by Marissa Meyer. And one of the short little blurbs on the back of the book here, I'm holding the book here. This one is from Entertainment Weekly. It says, a mashup of fairy tales and science fiction, a cross between Cinderella, Terminator, and Star Wars. So if I'm going to reach for something romance between now and the next Valentine's Day, when we're likely to talk about romance novels again, I'm probably reading that one. Now, is there a chance that that's written, that's a bit of hyperbole? Maybe. But nonetheless, it definitely seems to have some elements of whether it's sci-fi or some magic realism or something. And that might be enough for me to enjoy the book. Which when I see that heart sticker on the spine, it's just not something that I instantly feel like checking out. But maybe, I'm not going to lock myself in here, but maybe between now and next Valentine's Day, I'll grab Instant Karma by Marissa Meyer and give it a read. So again, pardon my lack of experience here with romance novels. It's just, like I said, it's just not something that I grab ever. But again, like I said, maybe that's something that given my chosen career path here, that I need to change. So with that, I'm going to move into the next segment of the podcast, and we'll talk about why this episode didn't air every other Wednesday, like I say it will when we're doing the outro. Stay with me. So let me formally apologize for this episode being 3 days late. I said 4 days late in the intro, but I'm going to be able to get everything recorded and processed and uploaded at least before bed tonight. So this will be 3 days late instead of 4 days late. But like much of the rest of the country, we experienced a winter weather event here. Nothing as devastating as some other parts of the country, but certainly enough for us to close school for the week and make some roads not drivable for a few days, enough for extracurricular activities to get postponed and moved to the following week. So with that, I wasn't able to come in and sit here in front of the microphone and talk to you. Also, I did have an interview scheduled for this episode, but again, because of the winter weather, it just didn't happen for this episode, for all the reasons that I just finished saying. So hopefully we'll get to move that interview to the next episode, or if not, at least to another episode, because I had a really good interview lined up that I was excited about. And I'm certain that we'll be able to reschedule it. I'm just not sure for which episode. We'll have to see how everyone's schedules align. But again, I do apologize for getting this episode out a little bit late. It was out of my hands. The snow and the ice were coming down and this is the first day that I've been able to get back here into the building and record and talk to you for a little bit. So again, sorry for being late. Sorry for no interview today. This will, of course, be a shorter podcast episode because of the lack of interview. But it is what it is. We got a nice little mini vacation here in February from school, and we'll be back to it here shortly. So with all of this winter weather that we've had, be sure to stop by and see me here in the main library and get yourself a hot coffee or a hot chocolate to warm you up before it all goes away. And I think with that, we'll finish up this episode and take the last sip. So I want to finish up today by talking about Black History Month. You know, Black History Month, of course, is very self-descriptive in its name. But I did learn from Nat Geo that February was chosen because of the birthdays of Frederick Douglass and Abraham Lincoln. And, you know, Frederick Douglass, of course, the and I'm going to talk about a book that we have on Frederick Douglass, but of course, the famous abolitionist who was born as a slave and grew to be a very public figure in terms of abolishing slavery. And of course, Abraham Lincoln, the Civil War era president, who was instrumental also in abolishing slavery. And I will say this before I talk about some books that we have. Although slavery has long since been outlawed, I will say that Black Americans today still deal with many, many, many inequalities. And if you haven't listened, I will point you back to the very first episode that Mrs. Watts and I recorded of Overdue. Although that she and I would both agree that that episode was very awkward for us to record because it was the first one, and that also because of the first one, it was very, very scripted. We did in that very first episode, in this segment, in the final segment of the podcast, talk about some really good nonfiction titles that we have about racial inequality in our country. So if you haven't listened to that first episode, if you're a newer listener, I would encourage you to go listen to that first one and look past all of our awkwardness, and instead look to the really good titles that we talked about in the final segment of that podcast that we have available for checkout in our libraries. So to celebrate Black History Month, I want to talk about some nonfiction books that we have, just highlighting some key and relevant individuals for us here in the high school, and also talk just about a very few popular fiction authors that we have that get checked out quite a bit. So first to the nonfiction, I mentioned Frederick Douglass, like I said, the famous abolitionist. We have actually a really, really cool graphic novel called The Life of Frederick Douglass. You know, at this point, I'm probably sounding like a broken record when I talk about reading nonfiction in graphic novel form. You know, there's a lot to learn about such an influential figure, and you can do it relatively quickly with the graphic novel. So we have that one available for checkout over in the graphic novel section. And then I also wanted to point out three more traditional biographies that we have. First, we have A Promised Land, written by Barack Obama, of course, the first Black president in our country. This book was voted on in the Goodreads Awards as the best memoir or autobiography. I think that was the category of 2020. So we have that one available. We also have the biography Courage to Soar about Simone Biles. And so this is kind of appropriate too, because this is an Olympic year, right? If last year was supposed to be, but of course, because of the pandemic, this is the Olympic year. So, and I can't speak for you individually, but I feel comfortable saying that for a large subset of the population in our country in 2016, people were glued to their televisions to watch Simone Biles compete for the USA in women's gymnastics. And like I said, of course, we're coming around again. It's an Olympic year. So we have that one available for checkout also. And then another one I want to talk about is Kobe Bryant, The Mamba Mentality, How I Play. So it's a little bit less of a biography and more of almost like a, not a tutorial, but almost like an explanation from Kobe Bryant about his approach to the game of basketball. I was trying to find the right word there. It's a really cool book. I'm sitting here flipping through it. It's a very large book in terms of like physical, like it's bigger than most books, not thickness, but bigger. And it's really cool because there's really, really cool pictures in here of Kobe Bryant playing basketball and just explaining, like I said, his approach to the game. Of course, it was just over a year ago that Kobe and his daughter tragically passed away in that helicopter accident. But we do have this book. And again, even if you just want to look at the really cool photography of Kobe on the court, it's just a cool book. It's a cool book that we have available here for checkout. So if you're looking for that one, let me know and I can show you right where it is. And like I said, I also just want to highlight just a couple of our fiction authors that are very popular that get checked out very frequently. One of which is Kwame Alexander. You know, of course, his book's written in verse. It's just such a cool way to read, and a cool way, to take in a story. And then also, all of our books that we have available, written by Jason Reynolds, get checked out also very, very frequently. I'm thinking of the track series that we have, I'm thinking of Long Way Down, and recently we got the graphic novel of Long Way Down. That's already been checked out. I'm thinking of Miles Morales. And then, of course, in that first episode that I referenced earlier, we talked about the book Stamped, in which he was a co-author, I believe. I might be mistaken there, but I believe he was a co-author. So again, if you're looking for any of those books, just stop by and see me, and I'll show you where they are so you can check them out. And with that, it's time for us to check out. But don't forget to follow us at @BDP_library on Twitter and Instagram for library updates, news, and giveaways. And please share us with a friend. Now that the snow is over, please check back every other Wednesday for the next episode of Overdue. Make time to read. Thanks for listening.